We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, from Learfield.
This ball's firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
And welcome to another edition of the Cowboy Radio Network Insider. Of course, the Cowboy football team is through with final exams. Same is true for the Cowboy basketball team, obviously. So the football team is in town. They're starting their bowl workouts. And for basketball, it's another big week with a home game against Arkansas Pine Bluff, which should be quite manageable. And then the third in the December Super Saturdays. Another big Saturday road game coming up this weekend at Wichita State Saturday evening. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the podcast and throughout the course of the week. I had a chance last night, that being Sunday night, to attend the Oklahoma State University football banquet, which is a terrific and it's a wonderful evening. It's held at the West Watkins Center on the Oklahoma State University campus, and it recognizes the team for all its achievements and specifically recognizes the seniors. And in case you missed it, Mason Rudolph and Vincent Taylor were recognized as the team most valuable players. And of course, Rudolph on offense at the quarterback position, Vincent Taylor in the interior of the defensive line, recognized for his good work on defense. 21 seniors were recognized last night. And it's interesting, Coach Gundy made a comment. When you stop and think about this group, he made the comment that he really doesn't remember a senior class where from 1 to 21, every one of those players made a major contribution. A lot of times you will have some seniors who maybe walk on to barely, if ever, get out onto the field. That wasn't true with this group. You had, I guess, count them, 7 4-year letter winners: Rennie Childs, Ben Grogan, Austin Hayes, Ashton Lampkin, Jawan Seals, Jordan Stearns, and Zach Veach. So what that means is there were a bunch of transfers, almost half of the 21 players who were recognized as seniors on the Cowboy football squad were transfers. And the good news is you did pretty well on all of them. You think about it. Devontae Averett at linebacker, Jordan Burton at linebacker, had two very good seasons here. He's been battling injury as of late. Chris Carson was fabulous for the Cowboys basically the last two-thirds of the season at tailback. Mote Miley was a two-year starter. Keegan Metcalf on special teams, who transferred up to Oklahoma State, made a major contribution in special teams. Derek Moncrief, the safety who transferred from Auburn. Certainly he made an impact this year. Lindsey Pipkins came to Oklahoma State as a graduate transfer from Louisiana Monroe and was a key cog at cornerback and played a ton of snaps. Same can be said for Victor Soleko, two-year starter at left tackle after UAB disbanded its program. Barry J. Sanders coming here as another graduate transfer as a tailback and kickoff return man. And here's a good part of that. You think back to when this senior class would have been recruited as high school athletes. And you're at a time still where Oklahoma State was, I don't know that transitioning is the right word, but you had a lot of turnover in the coaching staff. For example, this was not long after Dana Holgorsen had left, Todd Monken came in. You had a change on the defensive side of the football with Bill Young being replaced by Glenn Spencer as defensive coordinator. You still had some transitioning offensively. And so it would have been easy to be in a situation where maybe you have a senior class here in 2016 that really didn't offer that much, because maybe you didn't fill some of the voids you needed to fill. With some transfers. But boy, to think about, you know, basically just under half your group being transfers, and almost all of those transfers, both junior college and 4-year transfers, making a major contribution. That's a big deal. And as far as Oklahoma State's concerned, that's probably how Cowboy football will live to some extent. Maybe not as heavy in transfers as was the case this year, but I think they found a little bit of a niche with the graduate transfers. You don't want to live there too much, because if you don't watch it, you get caught in a situation like you did at corner this year, where you really just don't have enough depth. And that's because, as I like to tell my friends, we've been renting corners for a while. And when I say renting corners, I'm talking about taking graduate transfers. Tyler Patman was the first who came here as a graduate transfer from Kansas. Then you had Michael Hunter that came here as a graduate transfer corner from Indiana. And this year, Lindsey Pipkins. The good news is some of these freshman corners are very impressive. So I think, you know, the absolute need to go get a graduate transfer corner is probably coming to an end, because some of these freshmen, I think, will be just fine. Cowboy basketball, boy, hard to believe you could have 4 freshmen on the floor for Oklahoma State basically the majority of the last 9 minutes on the road against a solid Tulsa team. That's a Tulsa team that probably will be hard-pressed to make the NCAA tournament, as they did last year. But nonetheless, 4 freshmen out there on the road against anybody, trying to close out a close game, and able to do so, and able to make some huge plays down the stretch. I mean, Lindy Waters made a tough, tough shot to give Oklahoma State the lead with less than 20 seconds left to play, and Thomas DeZagua just jumps up to the free throw line with just over a second left and makes 2 free throws like there's nothing to it. What's interesting is that I think Brad Underwood has a lot to do with that, because of the way he prepares these guys in practice. Practices are hard. He's on these guys. He's on them hard. But he's teaching them. It's constructive criticism. And yet, once it's done, it's done. You know, he doesn't just bark and bark and bark at a guy and continue to bark at them after practice. It's constructive criticism. It's fine-tuning things. It's making sure the players are paying attention to detail, that they are executing what has been taught. And I think the tough practices paid off for these freshmen. To have 4 of them out there be able to close the game out on the road at Tulsa, to me, was very impressive and a true indication to what Brad Underwood does in practice to prepare these guys, to prepare 4 freshmen for the very difficult circumstance they were in Saturday. That's worth noting for sure. Juwan Evans, day-to-day, we'll see what he does later this week against Pine Bluff and Wichita State. Obviously, he did not play in the game Saturday against Tulsa. He has a bruised AC joint, and we'll kind of keep you posted on that. Same true for Phil Forte, who had what was called a hip injury, really kind of landed on his backside, kind of that tailbone hip area. That happened the same practice last Thursday that Juwan Evans suffered his injury, and Coach Underwood said after the game Saturday he wishes probably he wouldn't have played him. Now, Forte tried to play. You could see he was very limited. Jeff Carroll, in case you missed it, his issues were cramping issues, and so as far as we know, he should be good to go for Wednesday. But, you know, as for Forte and Evans, we'll just wait and see what the week brings. In case you missed it, Doug Gottlieb had the telecast. He was the analyst for the CBS Sports Network call of the Cowboys in Tulsa on Saturday. We had a chance to catch up with him before the game on the pregame show on Saturday. It was a highly entertaining interview, so we thought we'd give you a chance to hear it in case you missed it. Our visit with Doug Gottlieb on Saturday.
Right now, a real treat. Former Cowboy star point guard and CBS basketball analyst and host Doug Gottlieb is with us. Good
so
to
mad.
See you.
I'm so mad.
What are you mad about?
Why? I'm mad. I never got to play Tulsa. I went and saw Coach today, and I told him. I said, Coach, I'm upset. We didn't get to play Tulsa in any of the 3 years. We thought in 2000, I woke up in Syracuse, New York, where I know one of you two jokers was. And
wasn't me.
And I thought, you know, we're going to cut down the nets, and then we're going to go win the state championship at the Final Four. That's what I thought. And Tulsa got beat by North Carolina. We got beat by Florida, and the rest is history. But I never got to play Tulsa. Yeah, Tulsa was good. And we used to come down and play pickup ball, and we didn't really like them.
Well, that goes back to Brooks Thompson. They knocked the guys out. What, 94? They knocked them out. Tulsa knocked OSU out.
It was in the myriad with the old myriad, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but there's also who was it who got kicked off the team the night before the game? So I mean, it was. We'll actually talk about that in the TV broadcast. So and they had Oklahoma State an 11-point lead at halftime and lost the game. Yeah. And then Arkansas ends up beating Tulsa in the there's like all kinds of Tulsa beat UCLA in the first game.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up a UCLA fan. My sister was a cheerleader there, my brother went there.
Sure.
As well as he played against Tulsa at Drake, so he had told me that Tulsa was really, really good. And Ed O'Bannon, because remember this, Ed O'Bannon said he didn't know where Tulsa was.
Yes.
And the game was played in Oklahoma City at the Myriad. He's like, they asked him, do you know where it is? Like, I have no idea where Tulsa is.
It wasn't just that. It was Jim Herrick said in that organizational meeting
with
all the coaches.
We're going to wear.
He said, what color do we wear in the second round?
Yes.
And it was a big story.
I think he actually said, do we wear white or blue on Sunday?
Yes.
Right? They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. And so I remember walking out of Tustin High School, art appreciation, third period. I walked out and they said, hey, UCLA's getting beat by Tulsa. They're down 40. And I think it ended up getting single digits at one point in the second half. But Shea Shields, of course, led TU and Pooh Williamson to that big upset. Anyway, I don't think it comes down to getting knocked out in 94. I think they got their tails kicked in 96. And Coach said, oh, we don't want to play against my former assistants.
That was the same night. That was the same night Tommy Frazier ran all over Florida in the national championship.
Really?
Yes, because I was at that game. So.
God, we are so old. We're marking things that happened 20 years ago. So, so I'm mad at my former coach
because we didn't get to play. Aren't you?
I wanted. They were awesome. We were awesome, and the place would have been packed. I think we'll have a good crowd tonight.
Not like
it would have been in my day.
How do you like Coach Underwood?
I think he's great. I think he's done. Like, if you could check every box that a guy who didn't play at Oklahoma State could check, he's checked every one. Like, connect with the alums, connect with the fans, connect with students, get the players to play a style which you like, get the players to play at an effort level which people respect, and not just get the most out of the current players, but a lot of times guys take over programs and they kind of whisper to announcers and national media type, hey, wait till we get my guys in town.
Yeah.
Like, these have become his guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's embraced players that he didn't recruit. I think he's a special guy. I think he's done an outstanding job.
Does he remind you of Coach Sutton in any way?
Yeah, some. So, he has bits and pieces of... My dad coached Jack Hartman at Kansas State. My dad obviously not alive to give me... But some of the things he told me about Coach Hartman, he reminds
Same
me
deal.
Of. Some of the things of... He does remind me a little bit of Huggins. And some of the things with Coach Sutton, like, I think you take pieces of, and a little bit of, there's a little bit of Frank Martin to him, too, where, like, if we get the right ISO shot of him going crazy on the bench, but then you're like, Martin. But then if you understand, like, if you've actually been around Frank Martin, like, his players love him because he's fair and he jumps them, but he doesn't MF him up
but
and
he
down.
Loves him.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been really good.
We've seen that, too.
Oh, yeah.
We get that question a lot. Boy, he's hard-nosed. Well, yeah, but the other side, there's a reward to it, too.
Well, I mean, they're 18 to 22-year-old kids, man. So you're going to have to jump them every now and again.
Yeah.
And they're away from college, and who knows if they're thinking about the next possession or the next date with the next girl, right, or the text message that's waiting for them on their cell phone.
Hey, let me tell
you sometimes you got to shake them back into reality.
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm the father now of all those 18 to 22-year-olds, so I understand
totally,
exactly
right?
now
right?
what
if
you're talking
If you just get them
about.
To look up from their cell phone for five minutes, you've won the day.
Isn't that the truth?
Everything good? You look great.
The important things are good. I do look good, don't I?
No. Oh my gosh.
My, hey, wow. I got two quick funny things for you guys to know.
Awesome.
Okay?
Let's hear it.
One, my son is wrestling. He's a grappler.
No way.
Oh, and he
are
loves
you
it.
Kidding
now
me?
He's playing basketball too. He's a lefty point guard.
Pass first,
but he can shoot now. Lefty can really shoot.
Wait a minute, that must be from Angie.
That's my job in life. Is I can't have our kids have to be better than us. My kid can shoot the ball.
There you go.
But I told Coach that he's a grappler. All right, because I learned really quickly when you arrive at Stillwater, Oklahoma, you don't have to make friends with anybody else. You better make friends with those wrestlers. Because when stuff goes down, like if there's a nuclear war, two things will survive: cockroaches and wrestlers. Trust me on this one. Okay. Here's the second thing. I showed my son. I was talking about hair, and I said,
"You got to go do a TV."
I told him, I said, "Hey, you try any hairstyle you want because eventually you're going to lose some of it, you know?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Dad, I think you look better without as much hair as you used to have." I said,
I love you, son. Good.
You're awesome.
My girls are riding horses. They're going to ride equestrian for Oklahoma State. We just got to make sure that program stays on the straight and narrow.
Oh, and it will. All the important things are there. Great to see you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Doug.
Doug Gottlieb with us, and so entertaining. Yeah, the poor TV folks have been waiting on him for a few minutes, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just here visiting with my people." So he's just a wrestler.
The whole time. You know what this reminded me of?
What's that?
The interview we did with Vern Lundquist in Dayton before the first round against Tennessee in the NCAAs, and he had his CBS producer coming over, in a way, trying to big time us, but because that's part of what they have to do.
Right.
And I'll never forget how Vern made room for us. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Okay.
That's the Cowboy Radio Network Insider. Couple of things to note. Number one, the Cowboys in Arkansas Pine Bluff coming your way on Wednesday at Gallagher-Iba Arena. Hope you'll join us in person. If not, listen for network coverage. Thursday, it's the Brad Underwood Show, live from Chick-fil-A in Stillwater at 6 at the corner of Hall of Fame and Perkins. It's going to be a Coach Underwood birthday party. Coach Underwood turns 53 on Wednesday, but we can't do too much of a party for him Wednesday night because he has a game. So we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on for Coach Underwood Thursday at his radio show at Chick-fil-A at the corner of Hall of Fame and Perkins. We're going to have a cake and all kinds of fun stuff. We'll talk basketball, obviously, but it'll be a festive atmosphere as we celebrate Coach's birthday Thursday at 6 at Chick-fil-A. That's the Cowboy Radio Network Insider. We'll talk to you Wednesday from Gallagher-Iba. Have a great week.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.